The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. We're back. Alan and Robin.
Morning.
There she is. Yes, indeed. We've had a candid discussion. this is interesting trying to work back and forth, you know, with each other.
It's hard for people to understand. We don't have a kill switch so that we can say something to each other.
No.
And help each other out during the broadcast like we usually could.
A lot of hand signals.
There's a lot of hand signals, some not so nice.
That last one wasn't very nice.
Uh-uh. But it's all just working out how to make this work.
How to make it all work, yep. Hey, we got Ann on the line. Let's talk to Ann. Good morning, Ann. How you doing?
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Ann.
I'm enjoying your show. I am not a hunter. But about 20 years ago, I worked in the Towson area, and I live in the Towson area.
Right.
I had a really close encounter with a deer the other day driving down Charles Street in the middle of the day. Of course, I know it's rutting season.
Right.
And I was driving, and out of nowhere, because I was moving, and she was a young doe,
yep.
From left to right, before I even knew it, she was in front of my car.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first I saw her. Luckily, I swerved to the left. She kept on running to the right, and I just missed her flank. It was amazing, and I screamed.
I bet. Yeah, we had a terrible accident. Go ahead.
I had hit a deer.
Yes.
Still on Charles Street, oddly enough, not too far from the same area.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's a lot of woods around there.
Right.
And that time, I did hit the flank of a deer, and it ran, bounded back across the highway and into the woods.
Mm-hmm.
So I never knew whether it lived or what, but at least it was still running. But
yeah.
It's just really interesting. And I worked with hunters while I worked in the Towson area.
Sure.
And I, of course, after these two encounters, I'm very, very anxious not to hit anything. And the other night, I asked them, I said, what can you do? Is there anything you can do while you're driving to scare the deer? Because the headlights obviously don't do it.
No, they don't.
And this one hunter said, while you're driving down the road, if you're not right in back of anybody, honk your horn every few seconds. Have you heard that before?
Yeah.
Does it?
I'm a little skeptical on that one because deer hear horns beeping all the time. I mean, unless you're right there and the deer's right there and, you know, you're honking at the deer, I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah, I was coming down Pedonia Road last night.
Yeah, there's deer there.
And, you know, that's where deer are because it's so woody through there.
Yep.
I was honking my horn about 10 seconds.
Yep. And they stand there on the side of the road and look at you and go, what's that nut doing?
What the heck?
Yeah, exactly.
It does work.
What works?
It does work because not too long ago I was coming home late at night because I was getting out of here.
Right.
And I had to get off of 695. And in the process of getting back on 695, there was a deer on the on-ramp.
Yep.
And she stood there and she looked right at me. And I, you know, obviously I saw her. And I honked. And I honked a couple times. And then all of a sudden, off she went. So it does work.
Well, if you see the deer and it stopped, of course that's going to work. But this hunter was telling Ann to drive down the road honking your horn continuously as you proceed. I'm not sure that's going to work, Chris.
No.
No. No. No.
I'll tell you what, it sure made me feel better.
Sure. Well, here's the thing. You see a deer standing on the edge of the road and you honk your horn. How do you know it's going to turn around? How do you know it's not going to bolt right out in front of you?
Right.
Didn't we have an accident?
Intelligent animal.
We never got confirmed.
Never got confirmed. And the speculation is that a deer came out and
he ran into a tree.
He ran into a tree and was unfortunately killed down here on the shore last week. So.
Oh, really?
Yep.
It's not been confirmed.
It can happen. It can happen. All right, Ann. Well, you're in the contest. Thanks for the call. And be safe out there. And if I see anybody, any nut jobs driving down the highway blowing their horn every few seconds, I'll know it's you and wave.
Can I interrupt for just
sure.
not Ann, but
yeah.
You keep turning red, and somebody said that we sounded a little hollow.
Oh,
when
man.
You're talking, you're turning red, and I'm wondering if that's what it is.
Maybe.
Like I said, we're just getting used to this.
Maybe. All right, maybe we're not coming in as hot now that I've adjusted the dial a little bit. So.
Okay.
Hey,
okay,
Ann, thanks for the call.
Bye.
It was fun.
Have a great day, Ann.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Who's up, Chris?
You've got Doyle, and yeah, it does sound really hollow.
How about now?
No, you're much better before.
Better before?
Yes.
Now it's hollow.
Yeah, now it's really hollow.
All right, how about
there
now?
You go. There
All
you
right.
go.
Well, I'm
now
a little,
you're red.
Now I'm hot, but that's I'll turn it down
We've
just
got
a little.
Doyle.
Hey, okay, Doyle. Good morning, Doyle. How are you?
Good morning, Alan and Miss Robin.
Good morning.
I got a cousin that's in California, and he said that they're banning all lead ammunition.
Yep.
And
that's true.
For target practice. And they said the these hunting clubs and stuff said, you know, like they take people out, said they're losing like 25% of their business.
Oh, I have no doubt. I have no doubt. Not that an all copper bullet won't work. I mean, the Remington yeah. Copper Solid has been working great for years and years and years. But you understand what prompted all this?
No.
Oh. Well, let me explain. They found a dead condor.
Oh.
And they said that the condor died of lead in its system. So it must have okay. eaten a deer that had lead in it.
Right.
So now everybody that fires lead ammunition in California has to suffer because a condor died.
I got a question.
What?
Is there anything they don't ban in California?
Well, it's California. Yeah, that's right. What we're talking about.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, but they're, you know, with one state, the next thing they know, they jump on a bandwagon because... California and Maryland is just as liberal as California.
Oh, no question. No question. I was doing an article for the Hunting Quarterly last night trying to put together a list of pro-gun and anti-gun organizations that people need to be aware of. And I found a study from Boston University. It looked like a pretty fair study about it's not necessarily the type of weapon that we need to worry about people with possessing, but it's the type of person that we need to worry about possessing the weapon. Of course, I think most hunters and shooters would agree with that. I mean, you don't want somebody who's mentally unstable to own a firearm. But I'm going to put that in the magazine, but I'm also going to list a couple of anti-gun groups that are, are lobbying our lawmakers here in Maryland. And I'm putting some pro-gun groups in.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. It was interesting to see. It was interesting to see some of the philosophies of all the different groups and so forth. But stand by. 23 laws in the House last year. 19 laws in the Senate. Anti-firearms laws introduced in the Maryland General Assembly. Most of them failed.
That guy in Arkansas did went deer hunting and shot it with a muzzleloader and he died from it.
Yeah, I saw that. Well, he didn't get shot. The deer attacked him. Yeah. Robin sent me that story. Chuck sent me that story. I think Laura sent me that story. You know.
About 40 years ago down on Taylor's Island, back there in a public hunting, and a guy did that. And he shot a sicka deer, and he went to go cut its throat, and it popped up and hit him right in the gut.
Yeah. It can happen. It can happen. Yeah.
That's why you go behind and butt him with the gun,
I think you shoot him again and you're good. The sticking him in the throat thing never worked for me. So
that's it. Me neither. I don't do that.
Nope. Well, and you shouldn't. So it is dangerous. This fellow's name was Thomas Alexander. He was believed to have been killed while he was hunting in Yellville, Arkansas. He shot a buck using a muzzleloader. And he apparently, whenever the buck got up and it attacked him, 66-year-old was able to call his wife, and he was transported to the hospital after 8 p.m. He was going to be airlifted to the hospital, but he stopped breathing on the way of the helicopter. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay, you're going to read it, or I'm going to read it. One of us is.
No, you can read it.
Yep. So I appreciate the call. Yeah, man, thank you so much.
Yeah. I was just curious about that there lead thing because I figure if once they do it, they're all getting on the bandwagon. How that goes.
Oh, yeah, that's how they do it. That's how it works. One state establishes a precedent, and then they use copycat legislation across the board.
You got it.
All right. Thanks for the call.
It's a pleasure talking with you.
And thank you.
You, Miss Robin, have a blessed day.
You also.
We will. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Who's up next, Chris?
All right, we've got Joseph.
Hey, Joseph, how you doing, buddy?
All right, hi, Robin, how you doing?
Doing wonderful.
Then, last year when I was hunting, I seen a guy, he killed a nice, beautiful eight-point deer, but it was a doe.
Yep, can happen. It can happen.
He had a beautiful, beautiful rack on him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, are they being crossbreeded or what?
No, they're just genetically screwed up a little bit, and it happens all the time. You know, I mean, maybe that's just the way she identified. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm just gonna call to get in contact.
You're in, or maybe that's the way he identified. I don't know. It happens. It's rare, and it happens, and it happens. That's all I can tell you. So.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you.
You got it.
Have a great day.
Who's up next, Chris?
We've got John.
John again. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Alan, Rob.
Good morning.
I'm kind of new to the program. I just kind of came on to it, I guess, about maybe 2 months ago. I enjoy listening to you. So I drive a truck for a living.
Got it.
I base the rut on how many dead deer I see.
No, yeah, well, that's true. That's true.
Like, it's a shame, but I run from Baltimore to Hagerstown during the night, and then two nights, I live in Delaware. I drive from Billsboro to Baltimore two nights a week.
Right.
I'm heading home now. And I do a lot of driving at night, and the more deer I see on the side, you know, deceased,
right.
Yeah, that's how I face when the rut's in. Right now, I don't see a whole lot. I see some here and there, but not when the rut's in.
I got it. Well, that's a good sign, that's for sure.
Right. And as far as the horn goes, nah, that don't work. I got a loud horn. I hit the horn when I see it. They don't even bat an eye.
Got it.
I just bet you, you know, that Chesapeake
outfit. Oh, yeah, they're good folks. We'll be talking about them in a minute. So.
Parking lot's full in there, so.
What's that? Parking lot's full?
Yeah.
Yep. Good deal.
I just want to give you, you know, some props. I enjoy listening to you every Saturday.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
That's good to hear.
Right. Keep up the good show, and every Saturday I've been listening to it.
You got it. All right, buddy. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. Okay, what time we got? Time to talk about Chesapeake Outdoors for sure. No question about it. And Chesapeake Outdoors is located right there in Kent Island. Coming eastbound, it's Route 50 east, of course, exit 39B Dominion Road, right off of 50 there on Kent Island. It's in beautiful downtown Chester, of course. It's first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, and that's Chesapeake Outdoors. They've got firearms by Remington and Chiappa and Savage, muzzle loaders and accessories by Thompson Center and CVA. They're getting ready for the waterfowl season, too, with decoys, steel shot, any kind of gear, banded camo, Avery decoys, and so forth, a large selection of clothing and boots. Camouflage apparel for all seasons, including scent scentlock clothing for the deer hunters as well. Thousands of accessories for bows and muzzleloaders and firearms. Now, if you're a bow hunter or a crossbow hunter, you want to take a look at the Mission crossbows, the Sub 1XR or the Raven R26, R29. The Vertex by Matthews is still available, but Matthews is unveiling their bows, their new bows this week, I think, November, on the 16th, I believe. Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, and much, much more for hunters and fishermen at Chesapeake Outdoors. Once again, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island in Chester, Maryland, 410-604-2500. Let's talk about one of our other fine sponsors as well. There's a great auction coming up. Don't miss this opportunity, hunters, to own your own prime hunting property. There's an absolute auction of 286 acres on Stone Boundary Road in Cambridge, Maryland, on November 9th at 1:03 in the afternoon. This farm is in the heart of prime sycamore territory, and the auction will be held on site. Once again, an absolute auction of 286 acres of a prime hunting property is November 9th. For more information, visit marshallauctions.com. M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L auctions.com. Now, real estate agents, we know some of you are listening. Contact Doug Marshall for a broker participation form. Brokers must have their clients registered with the auction company 48 hours prior to the auction. It's marshallauctions.com for the absolute auction of 286-acre prime hunting property in Dorchester County, November 9th. Don't miss it. We'll be right back after this.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Well, late one night while driving home, I stopped to use a roadside phone to call my wife and tell her I was headed back. When somewhere out of that mist and fog came a big deer running from a pack of dogs, and that deer ran right into the side of my Cadillac. Well, it cracked like thunder when he banged his head, and the deer fell over, and I thought he was dead, and it spooked the dogs, and they ran off back into the woods. So I picked that deer up by his feet and laid him out real neat in my back seat. I'm thinking some venison stew might taste real good. What were those big antlers and all? Well, I started to put my car in drive when son of a gun, he came alive, kicking and snorting in the back of my Cadillac. Breaking windows and smashing doors, and I'm not gonna say what he did on the floor, and then he jumped the seat and stomped up and down my back. Well, I was just trying to stay alive, so I jumped out and left the deer inside, ran to the phone so I could call 911. And then I heard a noise and I froze in the track. Sounded like those dogs might be coming back, and I looked up and sure enough, here they come. Pack was a big old hound with his ears a-flopping and his nose to the ground, and I knew he wouldn't like me stealing his deer. Now that deer had his antlers up through the sunroof, and I'm climbing up the telephone booth when that dog jumped up and bit me on the rear.
All right. A little Ray Stevens there for us, right?
I love Ray Stevens.
Oh, man. Yeah, he stretches things out a little bit, you know. Mississippi Squirrel Revival and the Streak and all that. Yeah, we've played them all pretty much. But, that's a new one for us. So
I found that this week.
Yes, you did, and that was wonderful. So, hey, Chris, what do you think? We have any callers on the line right now?
Yeah, we've got two. We've got Chuck and we've got Steve.
All right. Let's talk to Chuck and Steve, and I think Steve will be our final caller for the muzzleloader contest. Robin will get a random generator together here.
Got it all set up?
Got it all set up, and we'll start spinning numbers. And I've got everybody on the list, so very good. Let's talk to Chuck. Morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Quick question for you, Alan. You know, I saw that they have the new youth pheasant hunting out there in Western Maryland this year.
Yep.
Do they have any plans to do any sort of introduce pheasant hunts for just the general population?
I think probably pheasants are available, but a lot of them are on preserves because wild birds have gone away. I mean, just like quail. Any of the upland birds we have here in Maryland, other than some grouse and woodcock and so forth, have pretty much disappeared from the landscape here in Maryland.
We used to always have so many quails down at Mom's house.
I know. And there's one fellow in Salisbury that raises quail, releases them on his private property. But, most of it's going to be preserve shooting, you know, put and release type of thing. So.
Okay, because I was talking to a buddy of mine up in New York, and he said that every year they, you know, you've got to buy a stamp.
Yeah.
They release, you know, a certain number of birds out so that you can go do some upland hunting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Pennsylvania used to do that a lot. We used to see them, you know, release them, and we'd see them. They'd release them out in the, you know, late summer and have them get established and so forth. But, I don't know if Pennsylvania's ended its release program or not. So it's okay. It's just a diminishing law of diminishing returns for releasing birds into the wild anymore for some reason. I don't know if it's too many predators, too many raptors, too many clean farming practices, not enough cover, you know, or chemicals or all the above.
I see. Okay.
You know, it's just hard for a quail or a pheasant to make it. You know, whereas like rough grouse out in Western Maryland, they've got the cover, the whole different cover scenario, and you know, woodcock are migratory and that type of thing. So it's just tough, you know,
yeah,
for the upland hunter.
Okay, I understand. Well, thanks, you guys. Have a great day.
All right, Chuck. Thanks
you
for the call. See you, buddy.
Okay.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Let's talk to Steve. Steve, are you there?
He just hung up.
Steve just hung up. Well,
Steve just hung up, and it's that time.
It's that time. It's time to get on the phone. So, you know, to get in on the contest. So, Steve, you got to go on the air if you want to call back. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. All right, we have 47 numbers in the generator. Let's see what you got there, girl.
Now, hold on.
1 through 47. A little light. We usually get like 70 callers. So.
Ready?
Ready when you are.
Number 40.
Number 40. Let's see. That was a today number. Guess who number 40 is?
Who is number 40?
Hey, Chris.
Yes?
Guess who number 40 is?
I know it's not me.
No, it is not. It is Linda Dinsmore.
Ah,
we were supposed to tell Riley good morning. We
were getting ready to tell Riley good morning, and now we can really tell him good morning.
It's like, guess what your mom won for you?
Guess what your mom won there, Riley? Well, I guess his grades are good enough, huh?
That's what she said. She made Honor Society.
Made the Honor Society. Wonderful. Hey, congratulations, Linda. Everybody else, thanks for playing, but...
it'll be again next month.
We'll start again all over next month with a brand new list and brand new names.
Which is next week.
And anybody that calls in today will be put into the November, deal too. After, you know, we give you a chance if you want to call in now for next week, for November, for next month's contest, you're welcome to do so. It's 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And Riley and Linda, I will be more than glad to give you a call here after the show. And we'll get your mailing address. And CVA will send you a muzzleloader directly to your door. And that's how they do it. So,
you know, we need a clock in here on the wall.
Yes, we do. We do need a clock on the wall. So,
for that time management thing?
Yeah.
That time management thing, Chris.
I'm serious.
Yeah, Robin's terrible at it.
But wait a minute. You got a clock in your phone.
I know, but that doesn't count.
Oh.
You need something you can just kind of peek up at.
Gotcha.
Without having to get the screen to come back
up. Wait a minute. Are you talking old school stuff, mechanical equipment?
Yeah, I've got no issues with that. When I do my aquatherapy, I have a mechanical... You know, thing to time myself, and when we're at the studio, we look at the wall's clock. I'm good with that.
Plus, we have Chris there giving us hand signals.
I know. And his hand signals are nicer than mine.
Yeah, they're not like yours. Your daggone hand signals. So.
She's showing you how to count with a number one.
She's showing me how to count. That's right. Start with this number.
There you go.
So anyway.
That's my random generator.
Oh, love. It's such a sweet thing.
Yeah. Need a random generator from 1 to 10 so you know which finger to put up. All right. Well, here we go. Anybody on the line, Chris?
No, sir.
They all failed.
It's just the three.
Well, Linda could always call back in, too, if she wanted.
She'd like to. We'd love to have her back. So, but let's finish that story about the poor guy down in Arkansas. So he shot this buck, and the deer got up and attacked him. He calls his wife and stops breathing on the way to
the ambulance.
No, he didn't make it.
And we just played.
Yes, we did.
Oh, no.
That's all right. He was pronounced dead at Baxter Regional Medical Center. It wasn't clear whether he died from a deer attack or other medical problems like a heart attack, but hospital officials said he did have puncture wounds when he was admitted. So they don't think they're going to conduct an autopsy. So, and of course, the folks at Arkansas Game and Fish said, Hunters should make sure to wait 30 minutes after shooting a deer before approaching it, as, quote, it may not be dead. He may have done that, but we don't just don't know. So it happens. Did you hear about the Louisiana man who died in a hunting accident last Sunday after he fell and hit his head on a deer stand?
I don't need to hear that.
He wasn't in the deer stand.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Paul Landry, 53. Now, that's a Louisiana name, like the Landrys on Swamp.
I don't watch Swamp
people. Oh, I love the Swamp people. So he left his home around 5:30 a.m. to go hunting alone in Sabine Parish when he made several trips up and down the 14-foot ladder to take his weapon and backpack to the top of the stand. As he tried to make one last trip up the ladder, he tripped on a large tree stump and fell face first onto its lowest rung. After they failed to reach Landry with several phone calls, family members went to check on him around noon, discovered his body at the foot of the stand. He suffered severe head trauma, didn't move after he struck the ladder.
You're being attacked by a moth.
I see that. Anyway, that's a different kind of hunting accident where they die at the, you know, they hit their head on the bottom rung while they're going in and out. Now, I have two words for anybody that likes to practice this, going up and down their stand to get their backpack and their firearm in the stand. Haul rope. You have a rope attached
I know
to the
what
stand.
It is.
Well, maybe some of our listeners don't.
I thought you were trying to explain it to me. I'm sorry. I'm usually the one who doesn't know what it is.
I'm looking at you, but I'm explaining it to the tens of thousands of people that are listening, both of them. A haul rope is simply a line that's attached to your tree stand, and the line goes down over the side. And you put your backpack and your bow or your firearm safely unloaded on the haul rope. You climb up in your stand, have your safety rope locked in, okay, with the prussic knot, and you slide up the safety rope while you're walking up the ladder, okay. And when you get into the stand, then you pull the stuff up over the side, and it saves you a whole lot of trouble, and it's much safer.
Two things.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah.
There was something I asked you about this week that was hunting related, and you never answered me. I have to ask you that question again. And number two, you keep saying random words like okay to Chris. People can't hear him in your ear, so if you kind of blurt out a word, you're not losing your mind. It's okay.
Okay, Chris, who's on the line?
We've got Emmett.
Emmett. Let's talk to Emmett.
Hey, morning. How
hey, Emmett.
Doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Let me tell you my deer story.
All right, buddy.
It was the last day of bow season out in Lisbon, Maryland.
Okay.
And I was going home, and a doe ran across the road out in front of me. No problem. There's just a little bit of snow on the road. Well, but then the deer doubled back. And so I pumped my brakes and I hit the deer. It rolled the deer out into a farm field. I pulled over, made sure I didn't have any damage. And then I went back to check on the deer. Well, the deer had a broken lung. I had broke a rib and punctured its lung.
Right.
And so I just stayed there with the deer, and then I did something that one of my friends had told me to do. It's like the deer couldn't get up.
Right.
So I just slowly walked to the deer, talked to it, and I reached down and petted it on its head, and then the deer just calmed right down and ceased trying to get up. Well, it was a lady with a little girl that had pulled over. And a little girl came up and said, can I pet the deer? I looked at the mom and I said, well, your mom says, okay, just stay behind me. And so the little girl went over and she said, well, what did I say to the deer? I said, say, pretty deer, nice deer. And she reached down and then pet the deer's head. And when she asked what was going to happen to the deer, I said, well, it's going to go to sleep and it won't feel any more pain. Well, Alan, I'll tell you the best thing about that story is I got to take that deer home. And you'd be surprised how tender a deer is after you hit it with an F-150.
Emmett, I thought that was a wonderful story up to that part. Well, look.
That's a heck of a meat tenderizer.
That's a heck of a meat tenderizer. No question. Good grief.
Well, I'll tell you what. It was 8 o'clock on a Saturday night out in Lisbon with a little bit of snow. And I said, I'm not staying out here all night. So.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
But I actually have tried that before, and I said, that's amazing. I saw it done in West Virginia, and I said, I have to try that sometime.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to call them. And I wish you all a good day. I'm about 20 minutes from hitting the field, so.
All right. Well, enjoy it today, buddy. Let me know how you make out.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
Beautiful day.
Bye, Robin.
All right. Thanks, Emmett.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And Chris,
we have Fran on the line.
Fran is Fran. How about that?
Yes. Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Good morning, Fran.
Robin, how are you? Oh, listen. Pardon me. I got a little cold. Two little things real quick. I wanted to ask, did we get the results? I know the deadline was that Thursday for that Chesapeake leasing proposal.
Oh, yes. Well, here's what happens. We got the amount of favorable reports. Hang on here. And I'll give you that in just a minute as soon as I go back on my email and find it. Let's see. There's a lot of emails to go through. But there were something like 300 replies, and about 20 of them were unfavorable, and the rest of them were favorable. And then there were, you know, a handful that didn't make any sense.
Right.
But the results were going to be based on the favorable public input, or based on
right.
public input. And now it goes from closing the deadline to the Board of Public Works.
Okay.
And we're pretty assured that the Public Works is going to approve the process, approve the new proposal and so forth.
All right, that's good news.
Yeah, it is. It's very good.
Second
very good.
Little thing was I wanted to tell you guys about a hunting accident.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw it. It's on the internet somewhere. Maybe you'll Google it later. But there was this guy sitting on his deck, sitting on what looked like, you know, a bench on his deck.
Right.
And he had a rifle. And what he was doing was, as a bird flew over, he was shooting up in the air. So it must have been a large bird because it looked like a big bird even from on the ground. And he pulled the trigger and he shot this bird and he hit it. That bird thought, well, I'm going to get even with him. I'm going down, but I'm taking him with me. He zeroed in on that deck and hit that man in a very sensitive place. If you see that guy drop his rifle and rolling around screaming in pain on that deck, but he had on yellow Bermuda shorts, so the target wasn't too hard to find. So that's a hunting accident.
That's,
I love it.
Yeah, she'll find that one, no
she'll
question. She'll find that one and send it to me.
I
that's
love
crazy.
It.
Yeah, well, so, all right, you guys have a good weekend.
Hey, Fran, I got the numbers. Comments to the revised Chesapeake Forest land leasing policy. In favor, 371, that was 90.9%. Against was 32, 7.8%, and other comments were 5, 1.2%, which, you know, the other comments basically have nothing to do with the issue. So
So glad. Thank you very much for those.
Yes,
problems.
Indeed.
So, thank you.
You got
have
it.
Have a good one, you.
All
you
right,
too.
Fran, thanks
bye
for bye. The funny story. I appreciate that. And I will not wear my yellow Bermuda shorts when I'm bird hunting.
I don't think he was supposed to be on that a deck shooting
probably not.
Like that, because that bullet could come down and hit anything or any animal or anything.
Yep.
You know, okay.
Crazy.
All right.
Thanks, girl. Have a good one.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Any callers on the line there, Chris?
Yes, we've got Tony.
Tony, good morning, Tony. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How are you going? How's it
I'm
going
good.
This morning?
Good. You?
Fine. I just wanted to call in, get in the contest for next month.
You're in it.
And you ever use one of those bleach cans?
Yes.
Yeah, I had one. I was up in the stand yesterday, and I had a four-corn buck. I'm running back and forth and back and forth.
They're fun.
I would bleat the thing and beep, you know, and he would come running in and look at the tree that I'm up in, and then he'd run off the other way. And it was a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, I used to use those I have one in my pack, and it makes a noise every time I set my pack down. But I used one of those a lot on managed hunts. I used to hunt in Howard County. And, you know, if you'd see deer and you'd use that can. Sometimes they would approach if you'd shoot a deer, and or other deer, you use that to calm the other deer down and perhaps get a second shot. And it did work. It worked a couple times for me. So yeah, they're very valuable, no question.
Yeah, it makes a little. I carry my coat pocket. It makes noise walking in, but other than that, it's,
yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, just wanted to say hi.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Take it easy.
See you, Tony. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, we got to talk about some of our sponsors here. How about we talk about Bay Country Bakery? Chris, you want to do the commercial for Bay Country Bakery?
Oh, you've got to get down to Bay Country Bakery and have the best donuts in the world. I don't know what it is that they do, what they put in them, but they are delicious. Every time that they've been so kind to give us some samples, I eat like three or four before we even go on the air. And
that's true.
They're that good.
That's true.
I have
that
to
is
stop. Because I will go on for a long time about Bay Country Bakery and how good their donuts are.
Okay. Yeah, we want to be fair to our other bakeries. What do you say, Robin?
I think we need to make another trip.
Yeah, I think so. Next time we go up, we'll have to take Chris and Bay Country Bakery donuts. Well, they are located in right off Route 50 in Cambridge, on the way through Cambridge. And I've, once again, lost the Bay Country Bakery script.
Right there?
Is it that? No, that's not it. But we do want to talk about them. You can get breakfast. You can get a beautiful breakfast and lunch from 11 to 2, but breakfast can be served all day Saturday. Lunch is 11 to 2 every day. And, I mean, I can say all the nice words about them, but Chris said it all. They just make the best donuts around. There's no question about it. And they're easy to get to. They're right on Route 50. And they have a particularly good recipe for donuts. They do make breads and cakes, and, I mean, they do wedding cakes and other foods, you know.
They did ours.
Yeah, they did our wedding cake for our reception.
And that was delicious, too.
Yes, and cupcakes to go along with it. So, you know, we're always anxious to talk about Bay Country Bakery. Why not check them out on the website, baycountrybakery.com, or check them out on Facebook at Bay Country Bakery.
And what do you look for going down the road?
You look for a big donut on the side of the building. That's what you look for. It's a big, giant, pink, frosted donut with sprinkles on it. Right?
Yep, they got a chocolate donut, too.
There's a chocolate donut,
right
too.
Right next to the road.
Yeah, it's all right next to the road. Big donuts all over the place right there. How can you miss Bay Country Bakery? So
you don't want to miss Bay Country Bakery.
No, Dave and Gina Levy, I mean, they're great folks. They're professional chefs, you know. So, and they've been doing it a long, long time. So we're always glad to talk about our friends at Bay Country Bakery. In Cambridge, you can't miss it. When you're going hunting, pick up a bunch of donuts for the camp or, you know, just enjoy one on your way. Bay Country Bakery. All right. Let's talk about somebody else. I like talking about people.
That's true.
I do. Let's talk about somebody else. Hang on a minute. I'm totally disorganized here. I don't know where anything is.
What about our good friends down at Clyde's?
Well, we can talk about Clyde. Sure, we'd love to talk about Clyde's. Clyde's are good folks. They have a lot of stuff. Of course, Stan said he stopped in there, one of our sponsors, and they wanted to know where the bass fishing stuff was, and they were more than glad to help him with that. But let's talk about Browning shotguns with waterfowl season coming up next. Now, you know, they're discontinuing the BPS pump, but Clyde's has some in stock. 410, 20, 12, and 10-gauge models, 12 and 20-gauge rifled barrel deer hunter models are also available at the BPS. If you like a pump-action shotgun for waterfowl, this one features bottom ejection, a mossy oak camo. It is a fantastic shotgun for pump-action, no question, and it's a Browning. That's the thing. So there's that. Then there's the Gold Light 10-gauge. Now, you folks that hunt snow geese, and a lot of them, this 10-gauge would be the gun. It comes with a 3.5-inch chamber. It's a gas-operated autoloader, composite door-touch armor coating in mossy oak camo. It comes with three standard and vector choke tubes as well. It's the Gold Light 10-gauge. Proven performance, no question. And then finally, my favorite Browning, the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Comes in mossy oak shadow grass, 100,000-rounder, 5-year guarantee. It's got a recoil-operated kinematic drive system. which is very, very easy on the shoulder. One more is the Maxxis autoloader shotgun, just built for waterfowl hunting. All at Clyde's Sport Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. And I believe, Chris, you said they installed a scope for you, and they did a great job.
They did. They did a fantastic job, and the price was really good, too.
There you go.
Local guys that have been around forever.
Yep, and they don't gouge you. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting all at Clyde's Sport Shop, open 7 days a week. Chris, we'll be right back after this.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Overcast skies for today as we start the weekend with a high this afternoon of about 67. Now tonight, cloudy. Occasional rain later on tonight with a low 58 as we head into Sunday. Thunderstorms likely, 75 the afternoon high. Look to lows, lower 50s. Then by Monday as we head back to work, a lot of sunshine, 68. Tuesday, partly cloudy, 68. Then showers return by Wednesday and Thursday. Highs low to mid-60s. I'm Craig Ross with the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy starts cruising.
Little George Jones there in the background. White Lightning. We went to three moonshine places down in Tennessee, didn't we? Yep. That was very interesting. So, very interesting how they make it and how you sample it and that type of thing. So,
there were a lot of people having a lot of fun.
A lot of people were having a lot of fun sampling that moonshine. I think a couple of them were in there for the second or third round, you could almost tell.
I think some of them have been in there all day.
Well, I did one round of it, and I said, how much am I drinking? They said, you're drinking about 3.5 ounces of moonshine. I said, that's plenty. That's plenty. Luigi, good morning, Luigi. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm good. You?
I'm doing all right. Both of you doing good. That's it. That's what counts.
That's right.
Anyhow, I was just sitting over here having a cup of coffee with my little boy, my puppy, Bentley, and I'm going to get ready to get a shower, and I'm going to get my oil changed.
That's a lot of information, Luigi.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
My wife is off today, and we're going to visit my daughter down at Salisbury, where she's at school.
Uh-huh.
Take her out to dinner.
Okay.
So that'll
take her some Bay Country Bakery donuts.
Yeah, stop at Bay Country Baker on your way.
I always stop in there when I go by.
Do you? Good.
Yeah.
Good people.
Matter of fact, I have my daughter's graduation cake from high school made there.
Well, there you go. That's good.
They did a nice job on it.
They did a beautiful job, no question. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Luigi, you enjoy your day.
Enjoy Bentley. We have a grand pup named Bentley.
Yep, we do have a grand pup. Yep.
Yeah,
our daughter.
This boy's he's my service puppy, you know.
Uh-huh.
He's a white schnauzer. Now, it's rare. He's rare colored white.
Mm-hmm.
I love schnauzers.
Yeah, and he's smart. He's smart as smart can be.
That's good.
Anyhow, I'll probably do you a talk to you next week. I'd like to get out one day and do some shooting. I'm going to have to go shoot my rifles.
Well, there you go. That sounds like a plan, buddy. Sure does.
Yeah.
So.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, Luigi, thank you, buddy. Talk to you later.
Have a great one.
All right. Thank you, buddy. We'll see you. All right. So, oh, yeah, that happens. That happens. Chris, can you explain how the power signal works in the morning?
In reference to
when we power up.
Well, it changes from month to month.
Based on sunrise, right?
Based on sunrise and sunset, and
right.
We will not be powering up to the full 50,000 until 7:15.
7:15. Because Josh, our buddy, who had a interesting deer hunt or bear hunt, he said, more watts, please. He's headed west, and he's losing us a little bit out west. So our signal goes southeast from here. That's why we get so many callers on the eastern shore. We boom into the eastern shore. We boom into, Cambridge and even Salisbury, and then about that point, we turn left and go out to sea. So anyway, 7:15 is full power. Maybe daylight savings time will help us.
It will. Definitely will.
No question. All right. Well, look, folks, I hear the music in the background. Robin, do you hear the music in the background?
I hear it. Yep. It's not even dueling banjos.
No, I heard that out Western Maryland. Sorry. Hey, Chris.